Romans Chapter 5 Sermons by Paul C. Jong Sermon 3 Through One Person Romans Chapter 5 Verses 12 through 21 Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, The Origin of Sin. The word of Romans chapter 5, verse 12 contains a very simple yet deep meaning. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Sin entered this world through one person. It is precisely because Adam and Eve were created by God, but disobeyed God's command that sin came to enter this world. That sin is passed down to the child through the parents, and passed down to that child again, and connected like this. It came to be passed down even to you and me today. Therefore, through one person, sin entered the world, and we all became sinners. It is not that you and I did bad things and became sinners. Because we were already born with sin, we are sinners. And those sinners live on committing crimes again. Committing a crime means committing a sin. And that is the concept that a person born with a sinful nature commits sin, not the concept that an originally good person did a bad thing. It means that a person is a sinner before God from birth. Because they are born into this world having inherited the sinful nature, they commit sin. Therefore, we must know that through this one person sin entered this world. And also that receiving this removal of sins is received through one person, Jesus Christ. The ancestors of mankind, Adam and Eve, were created by God, but became sinners by committing sin before God, and by passing down that sin to their descendants, we all became sinners. However, God the Father, to save these sinners, clothed Jesus Christ in human flesh, and sent him to this earth, and Jesus Christ saved us by taking charge of the sins of mankind. However, there is an important difference here. Becoming a sinner happened by itself, but the gift of salvation by which God saved us is much greater than that. Because becoming a sinner happens by itself without any effort, but our Lord came to this earth to take charge of not only our being born as sinners, but also all those sins we committed, until we die while living born as sinners. The Lord is the Savior who saved us by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, dying hanging on the cross, and resurrecting. Because of that, through one person sin entered this world, and also through one person, Jesus Christ, all our sins receive removal. The principle of salvation and the problem of life. It means that Jesus Christ saved us from all our sins. Even if one remembers just this word well, a person's thoughts change. Many people think they became sinners because they committed sins, but they are born as sinners originally. Through one person, sin entered the world, and the ancestor of mankind, Adam, became a sinner by committing sin before God, and he passed down that sin to his descendants. So we became sinners by ourselves. We must know ourselves properly. Only then can we solve the problem of that life. Where life was born from, what it does, and where it will go. Because we were born as sinners, even if we do not commit sin, our hearts are full of sin. Even if we do not commit sin, we are sinners, and we go to hell before God. So to save us from that sin, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, clothed himself in human flesh, came to this earth, received baptism from John the Baptist, hung on the cross, and resurrected from death, thereby saving you and me. We were born with sin from birth, but how many crimes do we also commit throughout our whole life until we die? The committed sins and the inherited sins. Combining all these is called the sin of the world, and Jesus Christ personally received the transfer of all these sins when he received baptism from John the Baptist. Thus, he saved us. Because of that, if you and I believe in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, we receive salvation. So we become God's children, and if we have become God's children, we come to reach glory in the kingdom of God and live forever. The Bible said that it is an appointed principle for a person to be born once and die once, and after that there is judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and it is truly so. We do not just get born like this, die, and disappear, but there is a next world. Through one person, all people became sinners, and through one person, Jesus Christ, by faith, all of us people become righteous. And in the next world, there are those who will live in the kingdom of God, and those who do not believe will reach destruction, suffer pain in the fire, and live being cursed forever. Because of that, our human lives must absolutely know that salvation by which Jesus Christ saved us. God gave us the gift of salvation, and God gave us that gift of salvation through his Son. We just need to accept it by faith. In the place where you and I had to die because of sin, Jesus Christ stood instead. He took charge of your and my sins through the baptism received from John, and by being crucified, shedding blood, dying, and living again on behalf of you and me, he became our Savior. The difference between the word of the gospel and philosophy. It is because philosophers, Buddhist thinkers, Confucian thinkers, or such people do not know, but through one person sin entered this world. That is why there are so many crimes in this world. Everyone, if there are no people in this world is heaven. If only there are no people, beasts also mingle and multiply, and it becomes heaven. It is because there are people that this earth suffers from such an ache. Why is that so? Because people inherit sin in their hearts, and that sin comes outward, the earth becomes dirty. We must know how many sins a person commits as they live. You might consider why I keep saying it when it is a story everyone knows. But because we have countless people who will become our spiritual children, we must deliver all this gospel of the water and the Spirit toward those many people. A while ago, there is a person famous for Oriental philosophy lectures, and even though his mother is a senior deaconess, he directly refutes Christianity, saying the Bible is wrong and Christian believers are wrong. Later, a certain religious group refuted it a little and did so, but as a result, it concluded with each other understanding each other. Everyone, it seems like people know a lot about philosophy and possess something great, but it is not so. In the Gospel of John, there appears the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. There, the word is called Logos in Greek, and in the beginning was the Word. John chapter 1, verse 1. It existed when God said, "Let there be," and this Logos, that is the Word, is God. Because God spoke this Word, the universe and all creation were made according to this Word, and that Word is God who actually works. Logos, the difference between those who know God and those who do not know Him. The Jews understood this word Logos as the word that actually works, because there is power in that word when God speaks. However, in Greek thought, they understood this Logos as reason or thought. Placing the same one word Logos, the interpretation became different, and the culture was different. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. God created the universe with the Word. Because He created with God's Word, that Word is exactly God's Word. However, the people of this world saw Logos not as something that practically and dynamically moves, but just as a person's thought. That is exactly the difference between the one who knows God and the one who does not know God. Everyone, even if we look at a certain word, there are many cases where different countries take the exact same word and interpret it differently, culturally. However, God is the one who works upon us with the Word. And because He is God who works with the Word, the heavens and the earth are accomplished exactly as His Word. Upon His saying, "Let there be light," light comes into existence. It is because God and God's Word have power. How do the people of the world think of God's Word? They think it is nothing more than just human thought. When a person speaks, it is only that person's thought, but there is no power. For example, a certain politician comes out during an election and promises that if they vote for him, he will do such and such, but that is that person's thought. That word itself is not logos, but that person's thought, and it means it is not power. However, when God speaks, there is power in that word, so it means it is accomplished exactly as it is. This is exactly the difference between the word spoken by God and the person who believes in God and the person who does not believe. There is this Bible word, but the people of the world say it is just words. However, we say it is the word of Almighty God. God's word is in the Bible word, and we believe it is accomplished according to God's word. And it is practically accomplished. Scientists also look at this word and develop an advanced science. Oriental philosophy and the word of truth. Certain philosophers in the world are talking about Christianity as being nothing. Even though his own mother is a senior deaconess, he slanders Christianity and says it is nothing. Is it really nothing? The one who made him is God, but is it nothing? Such a person does not know God and the power of God's word of truth. Such a person is a person deeply captivated by Oriental philosophy. However, if you deeply learn Oriental philosophy as well, it is nothingness. It means there is nothing. What is the thing that Buddhism talks about? It means that thinking is also nothing, and the phenomena visible to the eyes are also actually nothing. They say it looks like it exists, but actually it does not exist. So a certain great monk said, "Mountains are mountains, and waters are waters." It means let us see what exists exactly as it is and acknowledge it. They say that person is one who realized a great path. The world made by God and the core of salvation. All people say there is nothing, but that great monk said mountains are mountains and waters are waters, and let us see all people exactly as they are. That is, it means let us acknowledge it. But who made those mountains and waters? God made them. I am not trying to talk about philosophy at this time. The core is this. It means that God the Father sent his Son, Jesus, to this earth as the Savior. So it means he saved us. It means that Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, received the transfer of the sins of the world, was crucified, resurrected from death, and has now saved us. A sinner must rightfully receive the judgment of sin, but the gift of salvation, that is, the grace God gave us, said, "From many offenses resulted in justification." Romans chapter 5, verse 16. Everyone, the word grace means gift, because it said, "From many offenses resulted in justification." It means that the gift of salvation Jesus Christ gave us is greater than the sin Adam passed down to us. We commit many offenses, but even up to those many offenses, our Lord already received baptism from John the Baptist, received the transfer, and was crucified on the cross, receiving the judgment of sin for us. Even up to the sin we inherited, Jesus received baptism from John and received the transfer. And by receiving the judgment of sin, even for that sin, he gave salvation to us who believe. Therefore, to those who believe, there is no sin. This world changes a lot. It continuously changes and changes without rest. Everyone, how much does it change? How much is the political world changing too? Before long, you and I will also go before the Lord. However, among the many people in this world, through one person, Adam, they became sinners, and through the baptism and the cross that another person, Jesus Christ, received for us, they receive the removal of sins in their hearts, obtain salvation, and come to enter the kingdom of God. Right now, how many people are there who know and believe this truth of the gospel of salvation? All of us must believe in the baptism and blood that the Lord received from John for us. Only the person who believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit comes alive. This truth of the gospel of salvation, when you come to know it, is the absolute truth. The power of the gospel word of the water and the Spirit and true faith. Everyone, the gospel of the water and the Spirit is not a truth that can be known by thinking only with the head. If we think with our heads, there is a limit to what we think. How minutely has God completely accomplished all the truth of this work of salvation? Everyone, is it understood with the head that the stars floating in this universe are floating in the air due to gravity? Is it understood that heavy things are floating in the air? That is God's power. Is it not so? It is God's power. In order to save you from all sins, from all offenses, God sent God's Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth, made him receive baptism from John, received the judgment of sin for us, resurrected from death, and saved those who believe. Therefore, it means that through one person, Adam, we became sinners, and through believing the work of one person, Jesus Christ, we receive salvation from all sins. To explain a little more, we become sinners through one person, Adam, and also become righteous people through the righteous work of another person, Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God who came in the likeness of a man, that is, the Creator. Jesus is the one who received baptism from John, received the transfer of the sins of the world, was crucified on the cross, shed blood, resurrected from death, and became the Savior of those who believe. Because we are those born through the lineage of fleshly parents, we are sinners, and because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born, he is the one who became the Savior. Everyone, as for the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, only the faith that believes by fearing God can receive true salvation. Just because you think with a shallow head, could you reach the truth of being born again? A person who has truly studied the Bible a lot, reads the sermon booklet I preached, believes in the heart, and obtains salvation. There are also people who do not believe, but a person who has studied a lot eventually comes to know that this is the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. There are those who receive salvation by the faith that believes the gospel of truth and act as the calyx, support. People must receive the removal of sins through believing the word of the water and the Spirit. Now before long, the Lord is coming, and we must enter the Lord's kingdom together. Right now, besides us, there are many people who will believe. There are very many who have not yet come inside this fence of salvation. We pray. We hope that God will make known the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to many people and work upon them. We pray for the homepage created this time. This work of acting as the calyx, support, for the propagation of the gospel is by no means a small work. You are doing a precious work. In this world, there is no one doing a more precious work than us. For you to preach the gospel and also act as the calyx, support, to preach the gospel, it must be extremely difficult for you too. But when compared to the effect that appears from that difficulty, it is so important and so great. The works we do are like that. We are doing such a precious work. Before long, the gospel will be completely propagated to the whole world. Our co-workers will come to work like you overseas as well, just as you are working right now. We have made a system so that they can work like that. Even if it is hard to work, still we must do it. Also, there will be good days. We give thanks before our God. I will conclude the message.